I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
You remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear these bonus episodes, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Andy Grozier from San Francisco. Thank you for your support, Andy. We can't do it without listeners like you. So Greg and I love to take a trip to the desert island, especially when it's 10 degrees and falling here in Chicago, and the snow keeps coming, and I'm ready, Greg. I'm ready. Let's go. As long as there's a jukebox on this desert island. How is it powered? I don't know. Maybe solar energy. We've got thousands of songs in it. You're going to add one today. Just give us a little hint.
Well, I'm going to play an artist who is an architect of so many great songs that over 300 hip-hop artists sampled him, and he's also a key player in one of the greatest live albums ever made.
We talking James Brown related?
No, but close.
Okay, all right. I'm eager to hear what it is, and we'll get that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Greg is going to play one of the most sampled artists of all time in the hip-hop realm, and go to the original, I assume.
Yeah, I am. Les McCann. I wanted to pay tribute to Les. He died at age 88 on December 29th. I'd played him on the show before because I just so love the album he made in the late 60s, the Montreux Jazz Festival, called Swiss Movement with saxophonist Eddie Harris. And if you recall, a few years ago, I played one of the key tracks from that album compared to What. It just blows the doors off the original. Mm. It was a protest song written by Eugene McDaniels, kind of addressing the Vietnam War and civil rights, and Les singing on the song as well as playing keyboards. You know, the reason he became such an iconic figure among hip-hop producers and DJs, because those riffs that he came up with, especially in his pioneering use of electronic keyboards in the early 70s, really key to the development of hip-hop. And I highly recommend checking out his early 70s records, Invitation to Openness and Layers 71, 72, really groundbreaking records. The Swiss Movement record, I keep going back to that constantly as one of my go-tos when I'm thinking I want to hear some high-energy, sophisticated but high-energy music that has you know, just some of the greatest, you know, improvisers in the world playing on it. That Swiss Movement, I think it's one of the great live albums ever made. Hmm. And I think it's a great introduction for folks who are kind of, you know, jazz agnostics. They're like, I'm not really sure I'm ready for this.
Me, that's
Check
me.
Check this baby out. Maybe you'll be a convert after you listen to that.
Hmm. I'm still dealing with Coltrane.
Coltrane's a good guy to, you know, wrestle with. In terms of, you know, the music, there's so much out there. McCann made a ton of records. This is a great place to start. You know, Les was one of those guys who isn't properly appreciated for the spirit he brought to this recording, I think, because he basically They basically made it up when they were on stage. He and Eddie Harris had never played together. They were both did their separate sets at the Montreux Jazz Festival. And I think the festival organizer said, hey, would you guys like to do something together to sort of, you know, fill out the festival lineup card? And they said, sure. And McCann said, well, you know, you smoked some hash before we went on stage. And he says, I was kind of, what do I do? We don't have a set list. We don't have any idea of what we're going to play together. And Eddie Harris apparently turns to Les and goes, just play, man. Just play. And, you know, Les just throws himself into it. And they come up with this masterpiece of a record. They're playing stuff off the top of their head compared to what just blows the doors off. I'm not going to play that track because you can go back and find it on the original recording. You can find it on one of my DIJs from a few years ago. But this amazing set of music produced so many incredible songs. I want to play another one, Cold Duck Time, the introduction to that song. McCann is talking about the fact, well, we never played this one. It's a new song by Eddie Harris, but we're going to give it a shot. And it's great. You can hear why the hip-hop artists gravitated towards McCann's brand of jazz in the early 70s because of that sense of groove he had instantly in his piano playing and the way he interacted with the band. The other thing about McCann is, you know, he was a great vocalist in addition to being a great keyboardist. But this track just talks about instantaneous, the spontaneous combustion that you can get from a great jazz set. Here's Cold Duck Time from Les McCann and Eddie Harris. Les died at the age of 88, as I mentioned a few weeks ago. And this is from the Swiss Movement record on Sound Opinions. Les McCann and Eddie Harris in tribute to the late Les McCann, one of the jazz greats who died recently. That is Swiss Movement, the album. The name of the track is Cold Duck Time.
Always trying to educate me on the jazz, Mr. Cott, and I do appreciate it. That's it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks for listening. Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott.